Blackstone Audio presents The Wicked Ways of Alexander Kidd by Paula Quinn. This book is read by Carrington MacDuffie. Scotland, early 18th century. Chapter 1. Captain Alexander Kidd hooked his sapphire-ringed finger into the narrow handle of his jug of rum and brought it to his lips. The woman spread on the table beneath him looked up and moaned while she spread her palms over his sculpted chest. He wiped his mouth and looked at her. The hunger and the slow, salacious smile he lavished on her made her drip around the base of him. He ran his hand up her thigh, withdrew from her hot body, and then drove himself deeper into her, biting down on her pink nipple. Ah, but there was nothing better than warm rum and an even warmer whore. Plundering a ship was a close second, but he'd done that already this morning. He laughed, and the wench tightened her legs around his waist. He tipped his jug and drizzled his rum over her breasts and her belly, watching with dark, hungry eyes. He wasn't sure of her name. He didn't need to know it. He paid her to please him, and she did. He heard the sound of fighting from beyond the door of the candle-lit room. Fighting was good, but now was the time for pleasure. He bent forward and drank from her behind his veil of dark hair. He sank into her, deep and slow, then withdrew almost completely. Teasing her with what she wanted, he spread his palm over her belly and pulled cries from her throat with the gyration of his hips. His smooth thrusts arched her back and brought them both to climax. Done, he pulled back, fastened his breeches, and took another swig from his jug.
"Will I see you again?" the wench asked when he stood over her.